The Punjab government has decided to launch 27 solar-powered electric buses in Lahore by the end of this month, marking a significant step towards cleaner, more sustainable public transport. These buses are part of the provincial government's ongoing commitment to reducing air pollution and promoting green energy solutions. The decision was made during a high-level review meeting of the Punjab government's development schemes, presided over by Senior Provincial Minister Maryam Aurangzeb, in the presence of Chief Minister Maryam Nawaz Sharif. The Chief Minister had earlier directed that 620 eco-friendly buses be deployed in major cities of Punjab in the near future. In addition to the transport initiative, the meeting also made several key decisions, including the distribution of Ramadan Nigahban package cards to eligible individuals, aimed at providing financial relief during the holy month. The meeting, which reviewed the performance of 27 ministries and departments, also evaluated the progress of ongoing development schemes and new projects. These included assessments of the transport, mining, fisheries, environment, forests, wildlife, labor, livestock, AUKF, commodities management ministries, among others. Key updates from the meeting included the progress of 15 smart police stations, set to be completed by February 19, and the approval of 42 million rupees in additional funds for the Kalashakaku Judicial Academy. Moreover, 500 million rupees were proposed for the development of 261 tons of iron ore reserves. The meeting also reviewed the establishment of shelters in Rawalpindi and Sargodha as directed by the Chief Minister, as well as the fast-track construction of a model children's home in Attock. In line with the Chief Minister's directives, the Minorities Fund has been doubled to support the development of non-Muslim communities, and restoration efforts for historical churches are progressing rapidly. In her address, Senior Minister Maryam Aurangzeb instructed that the mapping for a 1,000-acre shrimp farming project be completed and that efforts to protect Changamanga forests and expedite tree plantation projects be intensified. She also called for the feasibility study for a model fish market in Lahore to be completed swiftly. Aurangzeb also highlighted the establishment of a state-of-the-art climate observatory in Lahore's the Khar Niaz Baig area, which is expected to significantly reduce air pollution in the city. Further, she emphasized the need to expedite the establishment of health and safety facilities for workers in Faisalabad, along with the construction of hostels and 165 daycare centers across Punjab for working women. The meeting was briefed on the rapid upgrading of Jang Veterinary College and the Khalistan Veterinary University.